Brigham Young University periodically confers honorary degrees on men and women whose service to the world, country, and education is of such significance as to warrant the distinction of an honorary degree. This is the highest honor within the university's authority to grant. Today, an honorary doctorate degree will be conferred upon a very deserving individual. It is my honor to represent Brigham Young University with the support of the Board of Trustees in conferring an honorary doctoral degree upon Ambassador Suga. Ambassador Suga, please join me on my right at the podium. We are pleased today to recognize Ambassador Suga and refer you to the program for his full honorary doctoral degree citation. Suga has had a distinguished career as a scholar, diplomat, and expert on Chinese-American relations. After a prominent academic career, he served as a diplomat for a decade, and he has since returned to an academic post as president of the China Institute of International Studies. Suga received a BA in English from the Xi'an Foreign Language Institute and was a professor of English there when he came to BYU in 1982 as a visiting scholar. While at BYU, he completed a Master's of Art degree in American Studies and a PhD in American History. His wife, Li Jing, and their daughter, Su Jin, joined him in Utah during that time. Su Jin later returned to earn a bachelor's degree in international studies from BYU in 2002. Following a postdoctoral appointment at Harvard University, Suga returned to China in 1988, where he eventually took a position as a professor of international studies at China's top school of international relations. In recognition of his academic accomplishments, he became a senior research fellow at the China Institute of International Studies, and thereafter the vice president in charge of research and foreign affairs. Ambassador Suga's diplomatic career started in 2003 when he was appointed as minister counselor at the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. He was then appointed as China's ambassador to Suriname in 2006 and then the ambassador to Iceland in 2009. He continued as an advisor to China's foreign ministry and in 2015 was appointed president of the China Institute of International Studies. In recognition of Suga's long and devoted service to the Chinese nation, his remarkable service promoting U.S.-China understanding and cooperation, his active efforts as an ambassador to increase international understanding, and his academic contributions, Brigham Young University is pleased to confer upon Ambassador Suga the degree of Doctor of International Leadership, honoris causa. We are now honored to have Ambassador Suga address us.
Thank you very much. Dear Elder Clayton, President Worthen, faculty, fellow students, and friends, 2 months ago, President Worthen kindly informed me of an invitation to receive an honorary doctorate degree in recognition of, I quote, an outstanding life and a contribution to society and the world. Aware that this is the highest honor the university confers on individuals, I replied in my email, with full appreciation in my heart, the only uneasiness in mind is whether I have done enough to deserve this singular honor. Then my daughter exclaimed, "What? I always thought that honorary doctorates were given only to people without a PhD." This is not my own honor, but recognition for the work of all the Chinese students at Y, past and present. I first came to BYU on an exchange program between College of Humanities and the Xi'an Foreign Language Institute. Then the BYU scholarship enabled me to pursue my further studies. Therefore, it may also be regarded as a little fruit of educational exchange between China and the United States. As the Chinese saying goes, whenever one drinks water, he must not forget those who dug the well. Now coming to mind is a microcosm of BYU faculty, including Erland Peterson, Todd Bridge, Frank Fox, and Paul Heyer, now with friendship extended on by his son, Eric. Also, I want to include Marshall Craig, Brian Jacobs, Ray Hillams, Spencer Palmer, and others who have passed away, but who will forever live deep in my heart. Last but not least is Neil York, my mentor, for both my MA and PhD programs. All in all, my heartfelt appreciation goes to my alma mater, in Chinese, the mother school. For my assigned speaking time, President Worthen advised me, as our graduates will be going out in an increasingly global world, any connection you make between their BYU experience and what they will likely encounter in that global world will be valuable to them. Indeed, the world is undergoing complicated and profound changes. In an age of peace and development, both globalization and multipolarity continue to deepen. Non-traditional security challenges keep rising amidst traditional problems. Interdependence and connectivity make international relations no longer a zero-sum game. Global governance calls for international cooperation and, I emphasize, talents. To recall my experience, the BYU motto, "Go forth to serve," has exerted boundless inspiration, courage, and guidance. The elapse of time has only accumulated understanding and appreciation of its meaning and significance. First, go forth to serve could mean confidence and dedication in the pursuit of one's undertaking. In my case, I've always had a strong belief in the need for constructive and cooperative relations in Sino-American relations. In this new century, it's vitally important for the United States and China to build up a new type of relationship between major countries based on non-confrontation, mutual respect, and win-win outcomes. The status quo power and the rising power must enhance strategic trust and manage their differences to avoid the so-called Thucydides trap. Second, go forth to serve could mean inclusive and adaptability. For the new Chinese ambassador to Iceland from tropical Suriname, the Icelandic foreign minister wondered why there would be this drastic transition. Climate change and global warming was my answer. After the world financial crisis, three undertakings cemented Iceland-China relations. They are currency swap, geothermal cooperation, and free trade agreement, FTA. So it shows that countries need inclusive cooperation. One must constantly broaden one's horizons and adapt to change. Third, go forth to serve could also mean responsibility and perseverance. Our diversified world is full of opportunities and rewards. However, it may also contain tempting loopholes and pitfalls. High, lofty ideals need to be paralleled with down-to-earth actions. One should keep a moral bottom line in life and professional standards at work. No matter what outer conditions are, keep spirits high and just persevere. Personal righteousness, responsibility, discipline, and devotion are requirements for final achievements. I remember a set of cartoons on campus back around my graduation time, almost 30 years ago. That shows how old I am. The first cartoon was about a boy entering college, expecting the world is our campus. The second cartoon showed the boy at graduation, and the caption read, "The end of the world is here." At this great crossroads in life, graduates need bravery to enter the real world. Indeed, a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for. So my fellow Y graduates, we have entered to learn. Now it's our high mandate and bound duty to go forth and serve. I wish each and every one of you a great success. Thank you very much.
We express